Now, of course, at this point in your life, you have relocated from Arkansas to California. And if you just briefly, we could go back to moving from Arkansas to
Oh
California
yeah,
as you advanced
right.
your
Well,
educational
I did
training.
my last year of high school in Los Angeles, simply because the governor of this state of Arkansas had closed down all public high schools in the year 58-59, and I didn't want to hang around here and wonder if I'd ever be able to go to school again. So I took up an invitation from some relatives in LA, moved there. My entire family eventually moved that same year. And we became Californians. So that's why I started my early post-high school education in California schools.
And how was that transition for you, moving from the rural south of Arkansas
To LA?
to LA?
Well, it's like anything else for me. You contend with whatever you're dealing with. Wherever you are, that is your field of operation. And I had known already that LA was not the nirvana that a lot of people assume, land of milk and honey, etc. Because, early on I was saying that I had thought Little Rock was some sort of an aberration, but I figured out that the whole country was infected with the same disease, that virile ideology of racism. And so LA had its own particular way of being racist,
Would you expound on that
Well,
some, Dr.
certainly,
Waters?
certainly. Here in Little Rock, for instance, there was a great deal of emphasis on the rules of segregation, where you could live, where you could go to school, In fact, black people were forbidden to do a lot of things. Now, the very same thing was true in LA, but it had this West Coast bent that it was done fairly obliquely. People wouldn't often say to you directly, you can't come here, but they would construct barriers that you couldn't see that would prevent you from being there. Give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. So there would be a sign on the building, apartment for rent. So the person would meet you at the door. You couldn't come in. That was the first inkling you got that maybe something was amiss. And you'd have a conversation outside. And they'd be very, very sorry that they should have taken that sign down because that apartment had been rented the day before. And so you get all of this nonsense about the fact that the apartment wasn't available. And then you'd leave, you'd drive by the next day, the sign would still be up. And if you were to go back, which one never did because you'd learned the lesson, you would find out that that was simply a ploy to keep you out. In Little Rock, it would not have been a question.
You were faced with more implicit biases, it seems, in
Absolutely.
California than
Well, some people call them
overt
implicit.
signs
I
of.
saw them as explicit, but that was my West Coast variation.
Yes, quite explicit,
Yes.
but a different bend, a different spin than here in the rural South.
Exactly.